Hi, Brian. It kicked me out of my conference call. I just chatted my manager. I'm like, why did it kick me out? I'm sorry. I didn't hang up on you, I promise. You're like, what the heck? She just hung up on me?
Okay.
You're like, what? Okay, Mio. So you're, you clicked on where it says, please click here, and it took you to a page right at the very top that says local splash terms of experience. You see that?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is everything that we read in the voice verification, right? It gives you the breakdown. What you're going to do on this page, okay, scroll all the way down to the very, very bottom of the page. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Scroll to the bottom, and then do you see where it's asking for your signature? Right? You see that there? Okay. Before you do that, okay, there is a box right above it to the left. It's like it looks like a little box that's empty.
Yeah.
But right next to it, okay, it says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is accurate and correct, right? You see that there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what you're doing when you click in that little box, Brian, what you're saying is, yes, this is my name on the card that I provided for the payment. Okay, so you're going to click in the little box.
Mm-hmm.
And then where it's asking for you to sign, you're going to type in your name exactly as it reads, just Brian and then Amador. You don't need to put the date because it's already there, right?
Yeah.
And then you're going to click on confirm signature. Let me know when you do that because the next thing you should see, it should take you to a page that'll ask you for a username and a password. Let me know when you see that.
Okay, got it.
You see it there?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of phone do you have? Do you have like an iPhone or an Android?
iPhone.
iPhone, perfect. Do you know how to save to your favorites?
I think it saves it automatically.
Yeah, it should save it, Mijo. If not, there's a way that you could save this page that's asking you for username and a password. There's a way that you could save it on your favorites. Let me go to my iPhone, and I'll tell you how.
Okay.
So right now, we don't have your username or password, right? Because you're going to get that within 5 to 7 days. But I wanted you to see this because this is where you log in to track your results with us. Okay?
Okay.
So this is where you would go in, put your username and password, and then start tracking your calls and everything that you're receiving within our services. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we send you in 5 to 7 days, we're going to send you this link, a username and a password. You can update the password to a password of your choice. Okay? So just so you know. All right.
Okay.
Now, when you're looking at this link, go to the very bottom of your iPhone. Do you see that there's the arrow to the left, the arrow to the right? There's a little box with a flecha going up. You see that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, click on that little box with the flecha going up.
Okay.
Okay. Now, it gives you the option where you can message this to someone. But if you keep scrolling down, do you see where it says add a bookmark, add to favorites, and there's like a little estrella?
Yeah.
Okay. If you click on add to favorites, it's going to save it on your favorites. If you click on add to home screen, it's going to save that link on your home screen. Okay? So that's how you could save it to your phone. So it's easier for you to go in just on your home screen. You click on the logo y ya entras once you have your username and password. Okay? So that's how you save it.
You know what? I got it. I learned something today.
Listen, I've been an iPhone user for years, Brian, and I tell you, I just recently figured that out. My daughter was like, Mom, really? You don't know how to do that? I'm all, just be quiet and just show me. You know what I watch too? A lot of TikTok, and it gives you like, I watch people that give you like iPhone. Did you know these iPhone shortcuts? And I'm like, oh dang, I've had this how long? Even on how you can, you know how sometimes like you have like an overload of pictures? There's a way that you can delete multiple pictures by just by the person's photo. Did you know that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, Brian, just a couple more things that I'm going to go over with you. So one thing is make sure you save all of your receipts for your tax purposes, okay, because marketing is a write-off, all right? Now, you did get your email. Let me send this. Now, we're going to send you, I set up your client interview for today. They're going to call you from an 877 number, okay?
Okay.
Please make sure to answer all phone calls within that hour, Brian. Now, an hour before your client interview, they are going to send you like a notification to remind you that it's coming up in the next hour. So we'll send you a friendly reminder, okay?
Okay.
You don't need to be in front of a computer. Like I said, they're basically crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's. So walk you through on how to add us on as managers to your profile page, okay? We're going to make sure that your address is hidden too. Now, okay. I know that obvious is concrete services, but what are some of the other things you want me to notate on here? Do you do foundation? Do you do steps, walkways? What else do you do?
Yeah, whatever you just mentioned, everything that has to do with concrete besides delivery.
Okay, no delivery. Okay.
Yeah, no delivery.
And then, okay, awesome. Driveways, I'm putting everything on here. Now, is this is for residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Both, yeah.
Both? Okay. Anytime that you want to add additional keywords, let us know and we can just add them in there, okay? It doesn't cost you more. Do you want us to create a company logo for you? Or do you have one?
I have one. Yeah, my email has the
I thought I saw that. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And then now the Facebook page, I know you said you have it, you just haven't activated it, right?
Yeah.
But is it posted already? Do you know?
I haven't, like, published it. So.
Okay.
But I will.
Okay. When you publish it, do me a favor. You know, like, the URL at the top of the Facebook page, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you provide that to us because we want to make sure that we create it, like, with the Facebook ads correctly. Okay, mijo?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, so make sure you do that. And then now do you want us to go all as far as the 50 miles for the Facebook ads? I mean, 50 miles is the furthest. I think that's going to give you definitely a good amount of coverage. So do you want to keep it at the 50 miles? And, you know, if you ever want to go less than that, you can, okay, at any time. Again, you can make changes. Now, you do have pictures of some of the work that you've done, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when clients contact you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, and emails, all three, or just phone and text? What's your preference?
All three.
All three. You don't want to miss anything, right?
No.
Okay. And it's not a requirement. I just ask out of manya because I don't like missing anything. Are you licensed and insured or in the process?
We're insured, okay. But not licensed.
That's okay. No worries. It's not a requirement. And what are your hours of operation? Is it like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, Monday through Friday.
What hours, mijo, do you typically? It doesn't mean you can't schedule something later. 7 to 4, those are good hours. At least it's still early in the day to get out.
Yeah.
And what forms of payments, Brian, do you accept? Cash? Check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, what types of payments?
Just cash and check.
Okay. Do you do Zelle?
No. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, yeah.
Zelle? Okay. It makes it easier sometimes when you do that. My kids, I send them money through Zelle because they'll call me when they're like, Mom, my bill is due. Can you help me? Give me a loan. Yeah, when do you need it? Well, I have the people on the phone right now. Can you send it right now? I'm like, I'm going to hurt you when I see you. They're like, I have them on the phone now to pay it. I'm like, siempre, siempre, you know, always last minute. Okay. Anytime, Brian, you want to say you want to start, you start taking Venmo, right? PayPal, Cash App, any of those? Apple Pay. Let us know. So that way we can update it in the system, okay, on your forms of payment. Now, the last thing I did want to ask you, so you know, there is an option, okay? It does not cost you additional. We have an app for tracking phone numbers, okay? So let's say you wanted a tracking number, right? The tracking number, instead of them seeing, you know how right now they see your actual phone number on the Google page, right? What they would see instead is a tracking number that would be linked to your phone number, okay? It comes with an app that you can download from the App Store, right?
Okay.
But you're able to see the calls through that app on your phone and the messages. Now, it also is a way to help you prevent, like, spam mail, right? Or not spam mail, but spam calls, because you can block them. Are you interested in having the tracking number? So it's not going to show your phone number anymore on there. It'll show the tracking number. Do you want to have that, or do you want it without and keep it the way it is?
Just keep it the way it is.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. So I'm going to put on here no. Okay. So the last thing that you'll need to do is today they're going to call you between 11 and 12 o'clock, and they will call you from an 877 number, Brian. We're going to send you a notification an hour before to remind you, okay, of your client interview. Make sure you keep that interview, because that's the sooner we get you through that, the faster we're moving, okay?
Okay.
And then other than that, I want to be the first to welcome you, Brian, to our local Splash family. I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I really appreciate it. I'm super excited for you. Okay?
Thank you.
You are very welcome. And then, Joe, just don't forget, publish your Facebook page so that way we can get those Facebook ads going.
Okay.
We'll need it published, and we'll need the link to your Facebook. Okay, Mijo? So make sure you can text it to me, too, if that's easier. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, Brian. Well, you have yourself a very good day and many blessings to your business.
Thank you. You as well.
You're very welcome. Okay, Mio, you have a good day, okay?
Okay, you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.